Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
First Lady are waiting on test results for COVID-19. Close aide Hope Hicks tested positive for COVID, so the president is officially quarantining. We'll see where that ends up. This is after a couple of campaign rallies and, of course, the debate and the travel there, so spending a lot of time near her, and others close to the president, I'm sure, are being tested as well. But the key thing here is the leader of the free world, our president, who is on the campaign push, does he have COVID-19 or not? I'm sure they're rushing those results, and we should know pretty soon what the scoop is on that. So speaking of COVID, where we are and where we're trying to head, we're going to dive into that and also some of the other things that are shaking around the U.S. and around the planet. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I would just love to pop open this mic and say, wow, it was just a sick, twisted dream. And here's the beauty of this. Oh, we've got breaking news. So the dream, the sick, twisted craziness of this monster called COVID has bit the president. The president tweeted he tested positive for coronavirus. So those results just in. That's the big news. That's why I love doing this show the way we do it. It's not Memorex. I'm on here live. He tested positive for coronavirus. So you can imagine what the fallout on that is going to be, and we'll see. He's going to have to quarantine, obviously. What does that do even to the debate? Obviously, it changes his schedule, too, as well. I mean, this is the fear of the people around you, somebody contracting it and then passing it on. So election aside, which is coming up in almost a month, the fact that he's tested positive says something. I mean, we saw this with what happened in the UK with the prime minister there who was shook pretty badly in the end and almost didn't pull through. He's been with doctors a lot and had other tests and whatnot. So, again, this is the latest news that we have because he did tweet it. He did confirm it himself and say I've tested positive for the coronavirus. Wow. Again, very, very big news. And what implications will that have on what happens leading up to the election, how visible he'll be, and again, whatever the treatment ultimately is going to be. And now with the press for the vaccine and the arguments over when will the vaccine be ready, the Moderna people saying that their vaccine is not going to be ready for widespread distribution until the spring, at least that's the prediction of the CEO. What do the Republicans do with the president, in fact, testing positive? Who, I would assume, Mike Pence, who has been tested before and I'm sure is being tested again, if he doesn't have it, he would be out there maybe even more visibly. And what does this mean with the vice presidential debates coming up? You know, this is going to be the questions, and questions will come up about masking, about proximities to people that how do they get it, the tracing, and especially when you're at the highest level. And to me, that's the thing that's going to come out of this is, wow, the president, who was not masking up in front of people, at least in the beginning, and did not contract it that way. Obviously, Hope Hicks has it. That's an easy trace because she tested positive and had such incredible access. But does this change anything? And it certainly will in the beginning with how that campaign moves forward. And then what kind of, I mean, the treatment, will obviously know the treatment he'll get, but what does that mean for him and how he weathers this? Because we know that COVID-19 affects people much differently. And then who else could possibly have it in the White House? That also would play a big part into access to people at the White House, to family members and others. And it's interesting because the president was, you know, certainly full speed ahead before this curveball, and the talk was throughout the last day or two is what's going to happen with the next debates, especially the next one is a town hall. And the president was planning to head to his golf club in New Jersey to raise money in person, while Joe Biden was saying he would mask up, be cautious, etc., and he would mingle with donors online mostly. That he would mostly do that. And that he would agree to changing the debate commission rules. So the big news is the president has tested positive, again, has tested positive for COVID. And I'm opening up phone lines and opening up the, certainly anything that you would send to me, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, because I know many of you are sneaking off when you listen to me because you're where you're working, etc., some of you. And I absolutely invite you to call in 855-266-5283. I mean, could this be a bigger story? 855-266-5283 or Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. This all stems from the information, if you just somehow tuned in, this all stems from the information that we got earlier in the day from the White House, from the president, that in fact his aide Hope Hicks tested positive. So again, it is about the president and it is about COVID-19. Graham in Mississippi, we're almost up against it, but your thoughts?
I hope that he retains all his doctor's receipts so that he can prove it on his taxes.
I knew you were going to say something funny. I just knew it.
Well, I've got a whole bunch of receipts for my injury right now.
Yeah.
And
it
ain't cool.
Yeah, we understand. We understand the levity. It's wild that this happened. And this was something that I thought could happen with the president, with the people that were around him and the amount of the travel and the rallies and the things that he was doing. So the president has tested positive. We're talking about it more.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Once again, the big news, the president has tested positive for COVID-19. This as Wisconsin announced more deaths and hospitalization hitting record highs. People concerned about the surge, and now the president with a very close aide. Testing positive, Hope Hicks, one of the closest of the closest, who was with him this entire week, she got it immediately. He was tested. Melania, the first lady, was tested as well. And he has contracted the virus. He tweeted it out himself that he has tested positive for COVID-19. This is huge and such a game changer in so many different ways. Here we are so close to this election, coming off of the first debate and so much conversation about what are we going to do about this next debate, and the president sticking to what he was going to do and these rallies he had ready. He had a big fundraiser that was coming up at his golf club in New Jersey. Obviously, that is off. And by the way, just to throw this in for sure, the First Lady, same thing, has tested positive for COVID-19. So you can bet that this is going to be really, really obviously the story, the thing everybody's talking about. And I'm opening up the phone lines for anybody who wants to call. I'm getting some emails from some of you, too. We heard from our friends in, we heard from one of our friends in Mississippi. But, I mean, this is kind of chaotic, I'm sure, for the White House in a sense, as they're trying to figure out what the next move is. Obviously, it's about his health and her health, for goodness sake. But 855-266-5288. 855-266-5283 if you want to share your thoughts on this. So what the president said is just, tonight at FLOTUS and I tested positive for COVID-19. We'll begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We'll get through this together. And that was just a short while ago. In a memo issued to reporters, and one that I also got, which is what you heard me announce, that the president's physician, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley, wrote he received confirmation of the test on Thursday night, and he said that the president and the first lady are both well, because, you know, that's where are they in this? They are both well, and they plan to remain at home within the White House during their convalescence, is what he said. He said, the White House medical team and I will maintain a vigilant watch. I appreciate the support provided by some of our country's greatest medical professionals and institutions. He said, without elaborating what assistance was being provided to the White House, it's worth you knowing all of this. Rest assured, I expect the president to continue carrying out his duties without disruption while recovering, and I'll keep you updated on further developments. The president had said that he was going to quarantine, which we told you when we opened this show well over an hour ago. And he talked about Hope Hicks being somebody who appreciated the military and the police, etc., and was always talking to people, hugging them. He wasn't blaming anyone, but he was saying as they were moving along, that's what was happening. And she had traveled with him multiple times recently, including to the debate in Cleveland on Tuesday. They were boarding Marine One along with several other close aides, Jared Kushner and Nicholas Luna and Dan Scavino. They would all be on that list. None of them wore masks, because that's the other question. None of them had masks on Wednesday, as the president was heading to a campaign rally in Minnesota. And the president did a call-in appearance on Sean Hannity's Fox show, and he said that, you know, he talked about what happened. He said that, you know, Hope Hicks tested positive. I just heard about this. She's a hard worker. A lot of masks. He said she wears masks a lot, but she tested positive. And he said, then I just went out with a test. I'll see, because we spend a lot of time. And the First Lady also just went out with a test. That's it. So at that point, he said, we don't know whether we have it or not. And again, that was his last words when he was talking to Hannity. So what we do know is, moving forward, is what I just said, the statement that was released, and that the news of this is tremendously huge, obviously, and we care about the health of the president and the first lady, no matter what your politics, of course. But what does this mean for so many things in the middle of crunch time? And like I said, it is about health number one, which it would be for anyone, but this is crunch time for this process for the president in trying to retain you know, the White House. So the timing and being in the middle of this, and the conversations about safety and what's happening and what could possibly be another surge, etc. So some other White House staffers could find themselves in the same situation. There were a lot were in close proximity. They were all notified, by the way, of the positive test. And Hicks was kind of the stabilizing force in the Trump organization, doing the whole public relations thing, in a sense, that she was good at, and has a close relationship with the president. So her proximity is not surprising. The positive test was unexpected, of course, but it underscores the challenges of this incredible, awful disease. I mean, it's this awful, awful virus. And there you go. You're just one step away. I mean, this is what we say. It seems like everything's fine, and then look what happens. And it's challenging to keep this pandemic out of the White House. And now, of course, the president, who has said often that, you know, this doesn't happen. It doesn't happen to young people. Hope Hicks is not even 30 years old. So there's that. There's the comments during the debate about COVID-19. And of course, the numbers, the president now has added to those cases of worldwide cases and here in the United States. 208,000 deaths at this point, 7.33 million cases. And, you know, one thing that he said is he had concern that AIDS contracting the virus would undercut his message that the outbreak is starting to go away and states should accelerate reopening. Now he has it himself. And in fact, if you look at the travel plans for the president from the last month, the president and the vice president traveled to states where cases were surging to make the point that this, you know, we're going to get through this. It's getting better. These things are skewed and these numbers are skewed. And even the White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, described the president, of course, as the most tested man in America who doesn't risk spreading the virus to others. Which then he kind of contradicted that, saying he doesn't know a time that he's taken more than one test. But the bottom line is this. I mean, this is the story. We are in the throes of this election, and one of his closest people got it. She's 29. She was wearing a lot of masks. She was talking to a lot of people out on the campaign trail, all of that. And now he's got it. The president has it, as does the first lady. They have it as well. So you can imagine, you know, the president is famous for pumping out everything on Twitter, and there are people that have plenty to say about the president having COVID. The last I checked, they call it trending. The last I checked on Twitter, 94,000 tweets so far at this point, 94,000 tweets on this. So there is reaction, some of it negative and gigging the president, some of it saying we wish the president Melania the best. A lot of people saying, did the president repeatedly call COVID a hoax and now he has it? How do you have sympathy for this? Wow. All right, we're going to continue to find out anything we can and throw some more thoughts out about this. You can be a part of it too, 855-266-5283, or flip me your thoughts as well.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
House Democrats approved a $2.2 trillion package of coronavirus relief. The Hill says that the vote happened after last-ditch negotiations between Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin failed to yield a bipartisan agreement, something echoed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News.
I think what's happened here is we've gotten closer to the election. The spirit of bipartisanship on coronavirus that we had in March and April has largely disappeared.
Every Republican voted no. They said the spending levels were too high and money went to some programs not related to the coronavirus. The bill has no chance in the Senate, and the White House opposes the measure. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 35 points. The NASDAQ was higher as well by an even 159 points. The S&P 500 was up by nearly 18 points. This is USA Radio News. President Trump signaled his campaign would reject any changes to the presidential debate format. The Commission on Presidential Debates said changes could be announced this weekend. The goal is to make the debates more orderly after Tuesday's face-off that saw President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden go after each other and overstep the rules. The president tweeted, "Why would I allow the debate commission to change the rules for the second and third debates when I easily won last time?" The commission is an independent body. The next debate is in Miami in a couple of weeks. A fresh round of layoffs is signaling new anxiety about the coronavirus and uncertainty about congressional relief. Companies like Disney, Allstate, and two major airlines announced plans to fire or furlough more than 60,000 workers in recent days. After business shutdowns in early spring threw 22 million people out of work, the economy rebounded with the help of stimulus money and rock-bottom interest rates. The concern has grown as measures that have helped the economy weather the initial contraction have wound down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. Then the nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
All right, big news. Thanks for staying with us. Kate Delaney, thanks for staying with the show. Trump, the president, has tested positive for COVID-19, as has the first lady, after the close aide, Hope Hicks, was diagnosed with the virus. She's been traveling with the president. She's always near the president. She's one of his closest advisors. She and some of the other advisors were on the Air Force One, and were not masked up, of course. And after the test, it wasn't too long till they realized that he had tested positive. So there has been that official release that I went through in our last segment. But this story could not be bigger. And trust me, everything that you're going to hear, see, or whatever is going to focus on the fact that the president and the first lady have tested positive, because in these dark days of what's happening with this virus and the arguments over what about a vaccine and how serious is it, and for the president, what's happening with the economy, the push was always to reopen, and of course, it's his health and her health and anyone else's, that is the biggest concern. But the fight over masks and not wearing masks has kind of run off the rails. In fact, if you remember, one of the things that the president said to Biden in the middle of the debate was that, you know, hey, if you're close, if you're not comfortable, wear the mask. I have a mask, I'll wear the mask, but Joe, for goodness sake, wears his whole face as a mask, and he kind of gigged him and made fun of Joe Biden and masking up. And so now this is, a dangerous moment. It's a dangerous moment because we are in a state of, you know, heading toward an election, a cantankerous election, where now you have the leader of the free world who has tested positive for COVID-19. And yes, the doctors are all over this, but they can only do so much. It's a wait and watch, because what is the thing about COVID-19? There is no cure. So let me say that again. There is no cure for this. So all the treatments, anything that are available, of course, are available. He's got the best care, just like the PM did in the UK, who almost lost his life because all of a sudden his case was so, so bad. I'm going to take you back to a moment during the debate where the president and Joe Biden were squaring off about COVID-19. Take a listen.
The president has no plan. He hasn't laid out anything. He knew all the way back in February how serious this crisis was. He knew it was a deadly disease. What did he do? He's on tape as acknowledging he knew it. He said he didn't tell us or give people a warning of it because he didn't want to panic the American people. You don't panic. He panicked.
If we would have listened to you, the country would have been left wide open. Millions of people would have died, not 200,000, and one person is too much. It's China's fault. It should have never happened. They stopped it from going in, but it was China's fault. And by the way, when you talk about numbers, you don't know how many people died in China. You don't know how many people died in Russia. You don't know how many people died in India. They don't exactly give you a straight count, just so you understand. But if you look at what we've done, I closed it, and you said he's xenophobic. He's a racist, and he's xenophobic, because you didn't think I should have closed our country.
Wait a minute. It says 2 minutes.
You didn't think we should have closed our country because you thought it was terrible. You wouldn't have closed it for another 2 months.
All right, so you heard there some of that that snippet of what was discussed at the debate, and you know, now it is about moving forward with this, and what does the White House do? Obviously, the Vice President is going to step up, and he's going to handle a lot of the role of what the President would, and it's about the election, too, mixed into this. By the way, the stock market is feeling the effect. Dow futures fell more than 400 points after the president tweeted that he had tested positive for coronavirus. So we have the doctor's statements that were released to us in the media after the president. I'm sure it's, as I went through it with you, I'm sure it's out there now all over the place. But what he had to say about the care, and they're there, and they're monitoring it. And, I mean, I'll say this again. Remember, for all of us, there is no cure for this. There is no cure for COVID-19. So he's got it, she has it, and they do have access to the best possible people that they could have access to. But this is a place that we haven't been before. You know, there's always that conversation about what happens, who steps up, and these are shaky times anyway, and people are feeling, I think, that pandemic weariness too, as the president was making, what he was pushing for was about the economy and what would you have done and that kind of thing, and now we're seeing that sadly the results of somebody close to him, which was the fear all along, would get it. And remember, he's in that age group. He's 74 years old, so he falls into the highest risk category for serious complications from the disease, which has killed, as all of you know, I say on the show, it's over 207,000 Americans now and a million people worldwide. And, you know, that we saw the stock market futures tumble on that news. And the last, by the way, that the president was seen in public was on Thursday afternoon returning to the White House after that fundraising trip to New Jersey. He didn't look ill, is what people are saying, though he didn't speak to reporters as he walked into the residence. And then there was the last, of course, was that he was tested and that he's going to quarantine at this point, and that's what they're going to do and watch. You know, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, we already know this, we've talked about it, they require that 14-day quarantine, that it should take place after the last known exposure to someone who's tested positive for COVID-19, and that's because the incubation period for the novel coronavirus can be up to 2 weeks. So this absolutely throws a wrench into a busy schedule of packed campaign rallies, and there was no move to change any of that, but obviously now that is all changed because of the fact that that his health is in jeopardy. And yes, you know, you have the physician to the president there, and everybody else will say it again and again and again, but they all know this, that the thing of the awful, twisted, horrible thing of the virus is that it is not curable. Those are the words you never want to hear, right? That it's not curable. So it just underscores the challenges that everybody's facing, and here even the leader of the free world, the president, and in the push to reopen the country. So you wonder how this affects some of what's happening on the Hill. The conversations are going to be loaded with this, of course. And the concern was always and that he could get it, and that what happens then to plans of moving forward and appearing as that really, really strong figure and saying, we are nailing this. We are in Operation Warp Speed. We're going to crush this, and we're moving forward. And then you've got these problems with mail-in ballots, conversations about all of that, and the push to tell, you know, Trump supporters, Trump saying to his supporters, go into the polls and watch. And this is crunch time. I mean, this is the most important time in an election, whether you are the incumbent or not. And now this, he is faced with having COVID-19, and that has to be the number one concern. So as I said, obviously the responsibility, a lot of the responsibility, of course, shifts to the VP, and that's Mike Pence, who is out there. And Mike Pence would be, of course, tested, and I believe he has been tested anyway, but that is key to in keeping the government going, and we keep moving. And in this time period where there are so many serious things that the nation is facing, but this absolutely hands down is number one, that the fact that the president is positive and what the reaction to that has been. And of course, social media is the best place or the worst place to find out what you're thinking. And the what you're thinking crowd is all over this, all over the fact that he has tested positive. And, you know, at one point, remember, he said it, at the very, very beginning of this, there was the take that it was a hoax. So, yeah, no hoax. This is a president now that is laid up with the virus. All right, we'll come back with more. Hang with us here on the show.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's interesting, the vice president, Mike Pence, takes the stage to debate Kamala Harris, and now this couldn't be bigger. Not that it wasn't, it certainly was. Remember, the first question in the last debate wasn't about COVID, though. Chris Wallace went with a Supreme Court justice opening and the nominee, and his thoughts on their thoughts on that, and then got into COVID-19, but the president has tested positive, so Pence not only takes the stage for the debate against Harris, but he is the front man, as I said in our last segment, because he's next in line, and he's got to be certainly out there in an even bigger sense doing what he can to help the ticket, because the president can't be out there. He's quarantined. And he's quarantined with, you know, COVID-19. And as much as he is a control guy and he's about running the show, what happens with his health is key, especially with just over a month to go. So if you just tuned in for some reason to make this official, the president announces that he and the first lady tested positive for coronavirus and they're quarantining. The doctors are relaying confidence that they're there, that, you know, they're ready for anything, that kind of thing. But I'll just emphasize this again and again, because this would go for any of us. There is not a cure. That's why there was that push, of course, for Operation Warp Speed to get Moderna and these other trials and tests and things as fast as possible, just racing around the clock to come up with some more of the answers. Now, there's treatments, and there's treatments that are successful, but it depends on what, how you get it, how deep you go in with the, I'll call it the infection, and how you bounce out of it. So the president, I'll say this again, was last seen in public on Thursday afternoon coming back to the White House after a fundraising trip to New Jersey. I was told he had another thing going on in New Jersey. Obviously, anything else that's coming up is off, any of the rallies, etc., because they have to stay at home within the White House, and they have to do that 14 days for sure. And certain he will have his hands in everything that's happening, because again, this is somebody who does what he says he's going to do, in the sense that he wants to take charge. He's said that from the beginning, and that's why people couldn't stop him, including family members who were like, with the Twitter. That was what he did. I mean, he tweeted out what he thought, period, whether you liked it or not. And, of course, that's how the story broke, that he tested positive. And as I said, there's been just massive reaction to this. Everything else taking a backseat. There's so much happening, of course, in this country besides COVID-19, but now so much focus is going to be even placed more on this president and running the country and moving forward with his campaign, and Mike Pence taking the reins as far as the front of the room, I'll call it. Not that he wasn't out there speaking and wasn't already doing all of that, but even more. And you can bet that the Democrats will seize on this opportunity, because the opportunity is going to be all about the mask and social distancing and you see, and I believe all of that. Now, of course, there is that chance always that Biden could get it. Yes, he's wearing the mask, but think of the people at the debates, and they didn't go up to each other, but you have other people in the proximity of those that get it. And, you know, there's constantly the updating of information, some of it false, bearing out to be true, as to what happens in proximity of people who have contracted it. All right, I've gotten a bunch of emails, by the way. If you want to call in, I know a lot of times we're in our great author's corner, but this is wide open. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. But I've gotten a bunch of emails. I was really pushing hard on the email, and I got this one from Derek, who says, "Kate, my God, the president has COVID-19. I think some of the people that are pounding him are saying some creepy things that, whether you like them or not, it is almost bad juju, bad karma to do that. For God's sake, he is our leader, whether you like it or not. I really wish him and Melania the very best. God bless them both. And we don't want to see our president go down with this. We saw what has happened to other people who have gotten it when they've gotten the worst strains possible." Yeah, I mean, of course, I said that before, that, he is the president. He is the president to January and beyond if he were to win, you know, re-election. So at this point, It's not surprising, and of course a Democratic strategy would be to jump all over it. It's certainly a very strange, you know, it was a weird night. It was a full Moon, there was an announcement about Hope Hicks, and then the testing for it, and boy, you just have to think, wow, the timing of this. I mean, just the timing is incredible. And of course, who's tweeting out? The World Health Organization. We're the United Nations Health Agency. We're committed to achieving better health for everyone. They're saying health for all. And then you have the CDC saying we're the credible health and safety update. And they're talking about more things about COVID. Okay, I've got a couple more. I want to make sure I get on these because I appreciate you sending me your thoughts. Kathy, who is listening to us in New Orleans, says, Katie, this is awful because, you know, it's awful in a lot of different ways. Look, I have people in my family who are diehard Democrats and then Republicans. It is like a unfair food fight half the time at the table. But nobody would wish ill on the president, no matter what they think on the whole reelection thing. And I'm just wondering, what does this do to a schedule? What does this do to these debates? I don't know. If you look at the timing of it, really, would you have a debate on the 15th when the president has said that he has tested positive for COVID-19? Now, that's the interesting thing. There was the arguments during the day with the election commission about wanting to change a few things and how the execution was going to go on with the debates. But I would think that there is the chance it could get canceled because, you know, do the math on the 14 days. It's right there on that cut line. That doesn't make sense if we're into that. I mean, that would be like, what, the first day out or a day early out? I don't know that debate takes place anyway. The two debates could end up just being wiped out as a result of this because this is now the devil that grabbed a hold of the guy who has the office and is moving along to try to be the fourth president in a row to be reelected to have the two terms. So while this whole thing on the Commission of Presidential Debates has been just raging like the California wildfires after the chaoticness of the first one, I think there now is the cause for, well, we're not going to do the second one. I mean, how can we get to Miami? That doesn't make any sense if you back out the days. And the next one, you know, maybe we just have the one on the 29th, or maybe we don't have it at all when you think of, again, going through this and then being off the road. And what does that mean? So all the mishmash of the debate will be discussed, I think, on the Sunday Swirl and elsewhere, as it has been, as we've been doing. But the focus is on the president and the first lady and who else may have COVID-19 in that White House. Wow. We live in very strange, strange times, my friends. Thanks for listening.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.